Leftist rebels in Colombia have told all of the country's locally elected officials to hand in their resignations or be killed. The threat has created chaos in the country's fragile democracy. The Colombian and U.S. governments say they'll offer protection, but it may not be enough. Stephen Dudley reports.
Just a few hours after they gave the ultimatum, soldiers from the country's largest guerrilla group, the FARC, marched through the tall grass of a mountain range near Bogota. The rebels have adopted this strategy for several reasons. The government broke off a three-year-old peace process with the group in February. The guerrillas would also like to illustrate how powerless the central government is in Colombia. The leader of this rebel column, who calls himself Javier, says the government has declared war on the guerrilla group and the rebels are responding in kind.
Están golpeando la democracia en Colombia.
They claim we're damaging democracy, Javier says. But what democracy? There's never been a democracy here. We're going to see, he adds, just how far the Colombian and U.S. governments are willing to go to protect the elected officials. Mayors have been targeted in Colombia for many years. Since 1998, 50 mayors have been killed by both rebels and right-wing paramilitaries. So the FARC's latest threat to kill locally elected officials is being taken very seriously. In Bogota last week, mayors and locally elected officials arrived at President Andrés Pastrana's doorstep to complain about the lack of security. Pastrana scrambled to give them reassurance. In principle, we're working to protect them, he told news reporters. We're also using our army and our police to ensure they can do their jobs. The United States government has also offered protection, which could include an armored car for each mayor who asks for it. But the task of protecting the mayors is monumental. The Colombian army is already spread thin. There are 1,098 municipalities in Colombia. The FARC has a presence in at least half of these and has shown its ability to selectively assassinate people when it pleases. In the small coffee-growing village of La Palma, just a few miles from where FARC rebels are stationed, some children play in the town's central park. It's in villages like these that the FARC's challenge is most keenly felt. The mayor of this town, Adrián Tovar, says he just heard about the threats, but is not ready to take any drastic steps. I've never had any protection, he says, and I'm not thinking about having it. The people are the ones who protect me. But, he adds, the day the FARC notifies him that his time is up, he's going to resign. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in La Palma, Colombia.